agreed to fly my weapons in on the next military transport it had landing in Nola. Then, in a temporary fit of insanity, I actually went to the hairstylist who'd put in my extensions and had them redone. I swear, I'd originally thought I'd just have them removed and see what was what. But when I looked at a photo of myself with 2.5-inch hair, I didn't recognize that person anymore. And I liked looking in the mirror and seeing a glimpse of my mother. I figured it might take a while to grow it out, so in the meantime, I was going to stick to fake. I had a small stroke over the cost. The CIA had paid for the first round, but I couldn't argue with the results. The stylist assured me that in 6 to 9 months or so, I'd have enough length to probably suit me, but I'd need the extensions redone several times before then. When I'd first come to Sinful, Ida Bell and Gertie had taken me to a stylist in New Orleans named Genesis, who'd fixed a torn extension, so I figured I had that part covered until nature fixed my previous hairstyle choice. With the entire first 28 years of my life wrapped up in 5 boxes on a truck to Sinful, I caught a flight back to Louisiana and had arrived home just an hour before. I'd given Ida Bell, Gertie, and Carter a call to let them know I was back, mostly because I knew they'd all been worried that I might change my mind. Then I'd arranged to see them all later. But right now, I had business to attend to, mainly the business of fessing up to the people who mattered a lot to me, people I'd lied to about who I was from the very beginning. I was starting with Walter. In a way, Walter was the cop-out route to confessing my true identity, because he already knew I wasn't Sandy Sue, and had probably guessed I was associated with law enforcement or the federal government in some capacity. He'd been clear when he'd told me he knew I wasn't Sandy Sue that he didn't want any details, his assumption being we were both better off the fewer people who knew the truth. Along with Ida Bell and Gertie, Walter had been one of the people who'd had my back from the beginning and had shown a genuine interest in me. I just hoped his opinion didn't change when he found out what exactly my previous employment had entailed. The store was empty except for Walter, who occupied his usual stool behind the counter in the back. The bells above the door jangled when I entered, and he looked up and smiled.
"I thought you were out of town," he said.
"Just got back a while ago," I said. He put down his paper and raised an eyebrow.
"So I take it your situation has changed."
"Why do you say that?"
"Well, you, Ida Bell, Gertie, and Carter disappear for a day, then come back and you disappear for weeks. Despite the fact that you're gone, the other three are walking around smiling like they just won the lottery. And in a complete change of direction, the troublesome twosome are oddly quiet about everything. Let's just say I noticed a shift in the force."
I laughed. "Star Wars?" He nodded.
"I see Gertie's got you watching more movies. So, are you here to reveal your true identity? Or are you going to keep an old man waiting?"
"You've been waiting long enough. I really do go by Fortune, but the last name's Redding. Former CIA agent, Fortune Redding."
"Former? And the reason you were hiding out in Sinful? Is that handled?"
"A done deal." His shoulders relaxed, and I could tell he was relieved.
"I was really hoping that was what all the smiling was about. I won't ask for details, as I know you probably can't give them anyway. I'll just say, I'm glad that you're safe and that whoever was targeting you is no longer a threat."
"You and me both."
"So what are your plans now? Or have you had a chance to think that far?"
"I've thought about nothing else for weeks, and I have some of it figured out. I'm staying in Sinful, for one, and buying Marge's house. But I'd appreciate it if you keep that under wraps until the deal is finalized and money's exchanged hands. Should all be done next week."
He grinned. "I'll keep it quiet, but oh, I wish I could be a fly on the wall when Celia finds out you're staying. She's going to have a stroke."
"We should be so lucky."